My point's really about people travelling that have got disabilities, and I think there's a lot more that ScotRail could actually be doing to help them. There certainly aren't enough stations with lifts. There's not enough provision of toilets on that are actually working on trains. But there's also a particular issue around concessionary travel and trying to buy tickets, because people that have got a concessionary ticket have got to queue up at the booth, and quite often that can be taken up with people who are making inquiries, in which case the queue can be getting longer and longer and longer, and all the time you're missing train after train after train that you may be getting. I had a case where I had to stand for over 30 minutes, and I can't really stand. And even though we approached people who had machines and asked them, could you please issue a ticket, they say, no, you've got to buy it from this place. So that's something you could bring in tomorrow, and that he allows people who have concessionary tickets to be able to approach someone and buy a ticket.
Alex. So, I mean, I agree with Catherine. There's a lot more we can do to help customers with disabilities. So, what are we doing about it? Well, first of all, every single train in the fleet is being refurbished, so it's fully accessible by the end of next year. The great news is that in Scotland, we have at least two people on board every train who can help people who require a little bit more help. You talked about the availability of toilets. I mean, we've signed up in ScotRail to the toughest service quality regime anywhere in the UK, and toilet availability is something that we're working really hard on at the moment. Often, one of the reasons for toilets going out of use is the tanks are full. So, we're investing in new equipment at five of our depots to make sure that that happens a lot less frequently than it does today. And your point around concessionary tickets is well made. What we need to do is make them more available on our self-service ticket machines so you're not inconvenienced queuing with ticketless people at destinations. So, thank you for raising those points. We take this issue really, really seriously. We're investing in it. There's more we can do. And we have a dedicated accessibility forum who work with us to make sure that our product is designed to help those people who need a little bit more help when they're travelling with us.
Does that answer some of your questions, Catherine?
Some of them, I mean, there aren't toilets on every area, and sometimes even when I've been in the queue and I've asked people for help, I've been told no, you've just got to stand. Whereas they could use their own common sense and actually issue you a ticket. And there was one time we were standing, there was three people right beside the ticket station, all with machines, who could have come over and went into the queue and said, to make the queue move quicker, and that wasn't happening.
Are you saying, Alex, that these machines don't accept the concession tickets?
No, I'm talking about when you've got to queue up to, quite, you can't, the machines do not accept the concession ticket, and I understand that, that would maybe cause people to possibly then buy a concessionary ticket who didn't have a concessionary card. So I understand why it's not on the machine. But the fact is that they're telling you to queue up to buy a ticket from a kiosk, rather than actually when they've got ticket machines, they're saying, oh, we're only allowed to sell them to people coming off the train. Well, the fact is we're willing to buy a ticket to go on the train, but they're not willing to sell it to us.
Okay. Catherine, where do you travel to and from?
Well, I don't have a station in my actual town, so sometimes I'm travelling from Paisley, sometimes it's from Glasgow Central, sometimes it's from Partick. I've had this encounter at several stations, not just the one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for raising that with me. I will follow that up. There's more we can do to make our retailing more easily, and particularly those people who need a little bit more help. And of course, reminding ourselves that not all disabilities are visible is really important when we're looking at this agenda. So thank you for raising that with me.